Happy Tuesday, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Today's episode of Mormon Channel Daily, we want to talk about how to be an effective teacher. Now, a lot of members of the church will have opportunities to teach others regardless of their education level, because a lot of us are sort of asked to serve in teaching situations, whether you're a Sunday school teacher, maybe you're in a missionary, a ward missionary type of calling where you're teaching and serving. There are few positions within the church where you're not teaching on some kind of level. So that's what we're going to discuss today. And the best example of a loving teacher is, of course, our Savior Jesus Christ. So I want to tell you about some experiences that Christ had. So Christ often taught through questions and invitations. So think about a time that he spent with his disciples on the American continent. And while they were praying, the Savior appeared to them and asked an inviting opening question. What will ye that I shall give unto you? So how would you respond if the Savior asked you that question? That's from 3 Nephi 27:2, in case you want to look that up. So the disciples responded, Lord, we will that thou wouldest tell us the name whereby we shall call this church, for there are disputations among the people concerning this matter. So Christ answered their question with one of his own, an open-ended question again. And this question reminded his learners that they should put some effort into answering their own questions, and that answers to many questions can be found in the scriptures. So try and think of his teaching style, and maybe we can incorporate that into our own. Jesus Christ gives us a divine teaching model, and I'm going to kind of break it down for you, and you can take note of what you'd possibly like to incorporate into how you teach others. So the first one is ask effective questions. When you ask questions, you help others articulate what they want to learn, and in turn, we engage others in active learning. If you're going to ask a question, you've got to listen, right? So the next one is to listen to those that you are teaching, who you are teaching. Christ always listened, and by listening intently, we become prepared to focus on the needs of others. Also, use the scriptures. Both the teacher and the learner should spend time in the scriptures to prepare for lessons. Scripture study is a key aspect of spiritual preparation for both the teacher and the learner. You can invite others to act. Christ extended invitations to act on principles. If you're teaching about service, invite people to serve their spouse that day and really make it an active lesson. Send them a challenge, maybe, where they can draw upon what they've learned from you and use it almost immediately in their daily life. And remind people that there are promised blessings that come with obedience. Draw on your own life experiences to show that because you obeyed a certain commandment, that you were blessed with peace or maybe received another type of blessing. And I think personal experiences, although of course we want to make sure that when we teach within the church that we're using gospel principles and teachings as the foundation for it, I think sharing personal experiences can really bring things into reality a little bit, where it's not just so doctrinal, it's more like, oh, it's tangible, that it's relatable, and that people can see how it can be affected or take place in their lives. Well, C.S. Lewis said, the task of the modern educator is not to cut down the jungles, but to irrigate deserts. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.